Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. Yes, I am your host, Don Nikoloff, on the 28th of October, 2008, or if you are on the East Coast or Central Time Zone, it is already October the 29th. And I should say good morning to you folks. Welcome to the show. So nice to have you with us. We had a great show last night with Dr. B, and I had a lot of interesting email and few phone calls, folks thanking me for having him on. And since I booked the show a month at a time, haven't secured a date, but he'll probably be on during November, and as soon as that is finalized, that'll be up on my website on the radio schedule as well as on BBS Radio. We're doing some housework on BBS, so some things are a bit behind. There's been a lot of really positive changes going on and still are going to be going on, but I intend to get that up there. Anyway, if you are ever interested in seeing who my guests are for the month, you can go to my website, directlightproductions.com. As simple as looking at the top of the any page on the site, you will see a menu that will help you navigate from page to page, section to section, topic to topic. And under radio schedule, guess what? You will find my radio schedule for Evident Footprints. Now, occasionally I get booked on some other shows as a guest, and I do also publish that when I know I have a firm date on invitations, either on the BBS radio network or on some other networks. Sometimes the Patriot shows will invite me. And now also I have a new article coming out pretty soon. This is not going to be published in the Observer from the top, but I suspect that they are going to want to publish it when it comes out. I have gone further down the rabbit hole on the Barack Obama Dunham family and have come up with some very interesting facts, a couple that I shared with Reverend Roxy Hampton, who was subbing for Dr. Len Horowitz on the Inside Hour this evening. Was her last call-in guest, and I shared a little bit of information with her that quite the contrary of the information we have been spoon-fed about the Dunham family being born in Kansas, along with Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, it appears that the Wizard was also working in Oklahoma City. And I've got some pretty strong information as to where young Stanley Ann, the girl who was named after the boy that was never born, went to kindergarten. And you're going to find the associations with naval intelligence and the CIA to be extremely interesting, because I came to that conclusion on the basis of all the other information that I uncovered in my previous research. And this issue of whether these two, I have to call them clowns, I don't know what else to call them at this point, because they're pretending to be somebody that they are not, never have been. John McCain and Barack Obama, who are the presidential candidates of preference for the Illuminati controllers in Europe and Asia and points beyond, as well as their respective political parties. There's an issue of treason, and I've talked about treason. Anyone that's listened to this show for any extended period of time has heard me bring up this issue that can you commit treason if you're in a country illegally? Treason is a patriot issue. It has to do with you belonging to the country, having been born in the country, having been a citizen of the country, and then committing an act against the people of that country. Now, it's not against the government, it's against the people. The government is the servant of the people, and we seem to have the cart before the horse where that is concerned in our American government, and pretty much that's the case around the planet. There may be a couple of instances where that is not the case. I would like to really think that's true, but we can pretty much say that every society around the planet is being controlled by the government, and they've gotten the general concept of sovereignty under God all mixed up. Now, that's not to say that this constitutional republic that we live in should be the democracy that they claim to be spreading around the world. There is no democracy in Iraq, not with millions of people being herded out of the country or fleeing for their lives, and not with, let's say, around a million and a half people having been slaughtered for a war that never had to occur. So getting to the root of what's really going on is what the show is about, and looking at how one can commit treason in a country where they're not a citizen. Logic tells you that you can't arrest someone for treason, but you should be able to deport them as an illegal alien if they can't prove that they were born here. That's a law that's on the books. I didn't create that law, and it seems to be a law that applies to certain people and not to many others. In fact, if you have a lot of money, you're welcome here. If you don't have a lot of money, you're also welcome here, because they want to give the money that's due to the citizens to those people so that they can destroy the middle class and create a one-class system. Because all these people that are stealing all this money that is being handed out under the auspice of a bailout. What is a bailout? It's, you know, when you get out of jail, you pay money to bail out of jail. And what we're doing is we're bailing these people out of going to jail with tax dollars. I mean, think about the words they're using here. Think about the language, the misuse of the English language, and the propaganda and the mind control that's going on. So are they really committing treason? Well, when they commit acts against the people, yes. When they're Americans, yes. If they're foreigners, they really have no business being here without proper paperwork, and none of these people ever did. We've got two people that never filed proper paperwork as to who they really are running for president of the United States. We definitely have a problem here. And time goes on, I'm going to focus every night a little bit, not the whole show, on the issue of treason. I'd like the listening audience to think about that. And certainly phone in comments or questions or, you know, your general thoughts about treason, what that means to you. What do you think should happen to someone that's committing treason? Because we've got a U.S. Treasury that's committing treason. We've got a Congress that's committing treason. Congress and the Senate both. We've got an administration that anyone that's half-cocked into what is going on in the world and what's going on in the United States knows that something is wrong. Something is terribly wrong. We've got a banking system that's committing treason. We've got federal agencies that are committing treason. And these are laws they created. They're breaking the very laws that they created. Are they above the law? Are they our servants? Has that changed? And if it has, then we need to be told that, and then we can take appropriate action. With that, I'm going to move on to another topic tonight and introduce tonight's guest. He is a frequent guest on Evident Footprints, and he is a environmental scientist. He is an herbalist. He's a historian and a very accomplished music composer and musician. And a good friend also, not just of my own, but many of the listening audience who are familiar with his private stock, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to the show again.
Hello, Don. Thanks for inviting me back, and great to be back.
Well, you got to hear me talk a little bit about treason here, and I obviously didn't engage you in that rant that I just did. Do you want to make a comment either about what I said or?
I sure would. Before you move on to another subject, I'd love to get a shot at that. You said it perfectly. I would just like to add into that, Congress, senators, all complicit in treason, except for a few, maybe like Ron Paul, but they're the ones allowing the executive branch to get away with what it's doing. And also with the Obama story itself, everyone is committing treason that is covering up the fact that he's not a natural-born American citizen. All of the media, supposedly the investigative reporters that make big bucks, and none of them have even caught on to this one yet. So it's clearly a cover-up, Don. Not happy about it because of the situation where we actually do have two candidates, neither of them qualifying legitimately, lawfully, to be candidates for the presidency. It's incredible. It's outrageous. And I wish I could yell and scream a lot about it, but I just hope enough Americans are waking up to this one.
Yes. Now, Michael, you know me pretty well, okay? And I want to move into an area tonight, and we'll probably come back to this very issue. We may come back in the next few sentences, or certainly within the next couple of paragraphs. You know my research, and you know my metaphysical gifts, and many people that listen to internet radio, especially BBS radio, listen to this network because of the amount of truth that comes forward from the many, many hosts. And I'm talking about world-class hosts. I may not agree with everything that I hear on this network or on any other network for that matter, and there are probably a lot of people that don't agree with what they hear come out of my mouth or possibly even some of my guests. None of us have all the answers, but we're doing our best on this network to bring forth the truth. And you know, from having talked with me both on the air and off the air about our mutual interests and our viewpoints on what's going on in the world and discussing solutions and how do we overcome these problems? How do we solve these problems? How do we recreate ourselves and let these things, let's say, work themselves through however they're going to do that? Because we're going down a path of insanity. Now, you know my intuitive skills, and you know that I will bring that up occasionally, but that's not the main thing. The main thing has been my message. Now, I've had a lot of people ask me to give readings on the show. This has been going on ever since I've been on the air. You know, I've been on Michael Herzog's show many times, and he'll openly discuss that I intuited some things that were going on that another talk show host was spewing out fear on the airwaves, and he brought me on, and live in real time, I disputed the claims that this talk show host was making. And then we brought the so-called victim onto the show where I was a guest and basically corroborated what I said. Okay, that is a gift. You know that I have always said that that is a gift from God.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes, Dan, and you have. Yep.
Okay, and you've seen that manifest itself in other areas.
I heard that exact situation live. Because I was tuning into Mike's show that day when you called in, and I also heard the previous radio show that was casting the fear. I heard that live, too, and I was going back and forth that particular time. So I heard it all, and yes, it's exactly how you say, and you're definitely gifted, Don, and you definitely acknowledge it's a gift from the Lord, yes.
Okay. Now you've seen that in other places, too. For example,
sure.
You've seen that in my research.
Yes.
Where basically I'm finding things that, and I have to tell you, even from my side, I'm quite amazed at some of the stuff that I found. But it's because I've been given that that vision or that image or that knowledge, you know, on a spiritual level, mm-hmm. that I've been gifted to transduce down here to this physical.
I call it simply tracking. Tracking, having the ability to track things down. And so you have that knack of tracking down this type of specific detailed information that no one else manages to really uncover, or later on, subsequently down the road, uncover and verifies what you already established as fact. And so that's how I would describe it. Just being able to track, and you're tracking intuitively. It's not a physical process, and so it's definitely a great quality to have.
Okay, well, I appreciate you, you know, your comment on that. Now, I've had a number of years, and my listening audience doesn't know this, you know, on a regular basis. I may have mentioned this from time to time on a show where I worked on some UFO cases where there have been some crashes of craft before I was even born. And I've gone basically located the crash site and interviewed live witnesses who were alive at the time the crash took place and described things that I had no way of knowing and saw the look on these people's faces when I reminded them of something that they hadn't thought of for 60 years or so. and to see the surprise on their face and to see all the facts come together and you know, basically solve a case that's been hidden from the American public. I'm wondering, do we have a right to know those things that have been hidden from us like that? When a person like myself or any other psychic individual sees something that's really important,
Yes, that's the beauty of being a good tracker. A really good tracker is the one that can stay on the trail until it finds what it's looking for. There's nothing wrong with that as long as it's done above board, on the level, with integrity, and being virtuous through the whole activity. So there's no selfish purpose per se that's, you know, negative.
Yeah.
Selfish positive, where you're acquiring information that's going to benefit yourself and others in a positive way by just having the truth, so that the more truth we have, the freer we will become or remain. And so, sure, Don, it's definitely proper. There's nothing wrong with that. The best things that we acquire take a lot more effort. If it was easy, everybody be doing it. So if the truth, the real important truths we need in order to stay healthy, in order to stay on top of things economically or politically, and if it was really easy, then everyone would be doing it. So the real information we need is definitely a little more abstract or hidden, and yet, ironically and paradoxically, it's in our right in front of our face the whole time. Most of the time,
mm-hmm.
we're right there in front of us. And so it's definitely a worthwhile pursuit, and it's one of the main purposes of why we're in existence.
Mm-hmm. we've already got a call here, Michael. I want to, before I take this call, I just want to follow up with one thing in regard to how you just commented on this question. If I look at my purpose for having this gift, it's to enable me and others to arrive at the truth. That's the bottom line. It's not about me doing this. It's really not me at all.
Right.
I'm being given the information. I'm open to receive the information.
That's right.
And
That's why it works for you and everyone else that does it the same way with the same approach. You are not in the way, because it's not about you. It's not about me or anyone else that's opening up spiritually. It's just getting out of the way and letting the power come in and use us as an instrument.
Yes. Now, I see this as the harbinger, or the forerunner of what's to come in a very short time, is that we are going to enter a space in our reality where our reality is going to change. And we can either choose to move with that change, which is inevitable, or we can stay behind, or maybe just take on some other form in another reality. And where we're headed is going to be a place of integrity. It's going to be a place of love and peace and harmony and joy and celebration and wonderment and discovery and empowerment. Empowerment of the individual and the recognition of the oneness of all things. And you hear this, whenever you hear the truth now in this third dimension, that's kind of the message you're hearing anyway, because that's how it is everywhere. The difference is that, in this controlled matrix, in this paradigm called planet Earth, they have other intentions, because there are other forces at work that have thrown the balance completely, in the opposite direction of how everything was really intended to be, or at least to get us to strive to be, okay? God didn't create us to rejoice in us being dark, evil individuals, or to be oppressed by the darkness and by the evil. And we're sort of like an animal in a trap, and we've got enough common sense to figure out how to open up that trap and extricate ourselves from it. But it seems like many people prefer to be inside the trap, and that trap might not be holding your foot or your leg or your arm or your hand. Maybe it's a cage that you're in.
Well, Don, the way I explain it to people, so that I think it penetrates them a lot quicker, so they can begin to deal with this problem that you're describing, and that is our mortal nature. It's in our way. It's fallible. It's the cause of all our problems. And that's what we have to get out of the way. And then when we let the power in, the power that wants to use us as an instrument, then it's our immortal nature really taking over.
Yeah.
And so changes that are coming, as you mentioned, and that's very accurate, are definitely going to be very positive and very tranquil, as far as everything's going to be living in harmony, and even the predators will have to go through some kind of transformation, because there won't be any predators anymore. They'll just be grazers. And so with all this coming about, it's going to really reduce down to one thing. The immortal perfect nature is coming back, and the mortal nature is being eradicated. And so, as I would say, the age of the mortals is winding down. It was a temporary period after the beginning initial age of the immortals, then the semi-divines, which were half mortal, half immortal, then just all mortals. Now, the age of mortals is winding down. The age of immortality is coming back in a grander way than the first time even.
Yes. Well, Michael, let's take this call here. We've got Doug from Austin holding.
Hello, Doug.
Oh, now we lost Doug. Doug is gone.
I'm sorry, darn.
Maybe he'll call back. Doug, if you're listening to us, please call back. Well, I wanted to take this a step further. And, you know, I've had people all along, you know, since I've been on radio, even before I came on radio, and before I became a journalist, ask me to pursue the metaphysical side of what I do in a more open way to help people. And I've considered doing that from time to time, but I've been applying this in this sort of grander fashion, you know, not really on an individual basis per se. I did investigate murder cases, even when I didn't want to. They seemed to flood through my consciousness, and some very big ones. The Kennedy plane crash, JonBenet Ramsey case.
Oh, yeah, you worked on that one too, Don, huh?
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth Smart. In fact, I had phoned the police in Salt Lake City and told them that she was in a tent. And that's exactly, you know, they found out that she had been living in a tent.
Wow.
and the Andrew Cunanan case. He was the guy that eventually committed suicide in a houseboat in Miami. This is a, I think it was around 96, 97. It seems, as I recall, it was around 1997. And I was on the phone with a Miami police detective at the time it came across the airwaves that he had committed suicide. I was describing to that police officer that the house, which was a steel blue, grayish kind of house, was a two-story house, and something was strange about this house that moved. Well, it was a houseboat. and I had also related some information I was picking up that there was another person on the list to be killed after Johnny Versace. And this was a man that spoke a foreign language. I felt it was German and that he lived in Boca Raton. Well, the man's name and address and phone number was in a kitchen cabinet in this houseboat, and it was the owner of the houseboat, and he was a German casino owner.
Mm-hmm.
Who lived in Boca Raton.
That's amazing, Don.
So when I pick up things on a case, I really pick them up. I don't read into all cases. Even many times I say, oh, I don't even want to touch that. And then something will happen one day. I'll get a name or something. And you know, I worked on the Natalie Holloway case and many other cases, local on a local level and some national cases. And I put myself in some dangerous hot spots when I did that. But
sure.
It's been suggested by some people that I start doing that, let's say for some of the missing kids or some murder cases where people are looking for some closure. But I hear now Doug is back. So, Doug, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Good evening. Good to be talking with you.
Are you enjoying the show tonight?
Yes, I am, and as actually the topic that you just brought up, it's kind of interesting that literally this morning, I'm in Austin, Texas. I was watching, you know, one of the morning shows as I was, you know, gearing up for my work day here at the computer, and I believe it was Matt Lauer was on, and there was a gentleman that looked to be in his late 50s, maybe early 60s, that apparently had married a younger woman, 30 years younger than him, and a year ago, 12 months ago, his wife just came up missing, and she left, leaving her children that everybody that knew her said she was very devoted to, and just disappeared off the face of the earth. And, you know, he became a person of interest, the way the police put it, and it got to the place where Matt Lauer, 1 year ago, had had him on this same very popular morning show and had said to him, you know, in front of the cameras, look into the camera and tell us that you had nothing to do with this. That was a year ago. Well, he did the same question to this guy this morning who had his attorney with him and all that sort of stuff, and he's still swearing that he had nothing to do with it. But interestingly enough, I can't remember if this was his third or fourth wife, but I think it was his second wife also became missing or was killed or something. I don't remember the story to it now. But the bottom line was that If anybody has been given this extraordinary gift that you have and could look into that and potentially locate where that woman is either alive or dead and bring closure to that whole situation and expose potential criminality or not, that's very valuable. You happened to mention a moment ago about helping the children. Oh, that just touches my heartstrings. I literally was one of the major chain stores just a short time ago, a couple of days ago, and saw, I think there was around 25 pictures of children up on this enormous bulletin board, you know, with the little 800 number to call if you've seen these kids, and it's constantly changing. I mean, the every month they change out some number of those pictures, and it's always just hit me, you know, seeing that all the time, all these kids, and anybody that could have the ability to find where either they're still alive or, which would be the best thing, or to find where they're actually buried and bring closure to those families. What a gift. What a wonderful gift. What a wonderful, great thing to do. And so I completely urge you to do that for the betterment of mankind. I mean, you'd be doing an extraordinary service if you have those capabilities.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, Doug. I can tell you that I have, on occasion, actually gone to some of those websites like 1-800-THE-LOST, and I've left my name and number about, just with a simple message. I have some information about this child with this particular name, and I'd appreciate a call back. No one ever called back. I've sent emails. No one ever responded to the email. So my intuition tells me that that some of those websites are merely fronts, and I'm not saying that what there's no merit in what you're saying. I'm just telling you that I've gone that official route, and the official route or the way these things are presented to the public is to cause us to think that they really intend to do something about these missing kids. Now, we as citizens and parents of these kids have an interest. We have a direct interest in what is done. And if that's how these things are being handled, that needs to come out too. I'm sure you probably agree with that.
Well, and that's, I think that's exactly true and to the point, because I can't imagine out of the thousands of children that are missing, not only in this country but certainly worldwide, that I mean, there's all kinds of stories and visions about what's happening to, let's just talk about the children for a second. So, I can't imagine that there would even be some small percent of 1% of the parents of those children that are not agonizing, just not knowing what's happened. And so it's closure with the realization that they're actually dead, and can, you know, they can bury their bones and move on now, knowing that something has happened to that closure, or that they're actually able to find that child and possibly retrieve them from a very bad situation. You know, that's very powerful. And so if there's anything going on that's any way, shape, or form an obstacle to that being the case, certainly with the wonderful abilities of communicating privately and publicly via the internet and lots of other tools, I mean, the YouTubes and everything. Just as an example, if you had the ability to use your powers and locate, say, the grave site, and were to travel there, dig up the bones, take a video camera and a reputable a witness with you, transport, you know, and videotape the whole thing from the beginning to where you're doing it, and certainly after the bones have been extracted, you know, videotape the whole transference of them to a specific lab where they have the ability to test for DNA and prove that you found the individual that was missing, and then have that lab contact both the parents and the authorities, the proper authorities and everything. That would be providing an enormous service, and I don't see how anybody could get in the way of that. And frankly, I personally believe that there would be a lot of people that would come to you and ask you to help them with that situation. Just think of all the parents who are in agony wondering what's happened to the children. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had some interesting experiences dealing with law enforcement. In some cases, I knew so much or I saw so much detail that I myself became a suspect. Now, I was never charged or anything like that, but they just give off this vibe, and I mean, you can read their thoughts. They're thinking, you know, this guy knows too much here. He's either really good at what he does, or he's committed the crime. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's a risk any psychic runs. But you know, there's a ways to get around that I've been asked to officially investigate this, and I can do that. You know, on a choice, or, you know, case-by-case basis, where I make a choice and announce that I'm about to, you know, make that investigation.
Exactly. I mean, I think there's certainly ways that you could safeguard yourself just by, you know, publicly, you know, noting to the right people what you're involved in doing and why you're doing it. And certainly after, you know, doing one or two of these, you know, how could anybody question that certainly you have the capabilities to do what you're doing successfully? And, you know, I mean, what are you doing running around murdering every kid that's on the sides of these milk cartons? I don't think so. So, you know, I mean, there's going to be the initial stuff, but I understand your feeling related to law enforcement, because it's, They're an interesting group altogether. I mean, I think some of them are very well-meaning, but there's a whole other bunch out there as well. And you've got to be cautious of how that's all handled, and certainly look out for all the liabilities, because it's not to get involved in doing this and creating any liabilities or any harm or any negative isn't the purpose at all. It's really about having that closure for all those parents. And I can just think of so many other aspects of this. What about I can't think of the gentleman's name. There's a guy that I heard on the news just a couple of days ago that he's, they've stayed his execution, but they're still not letting him out, I don't know what level it's going to go to next, but, he claims that he didn't kill the person that's been missing. There's no direct link to him, but some witness said that he did it. And now there's actually come forward somebody else that was in prison that said they did it. And so, if somebody could just find where that individual's at, if you had the capability of doing that, my God, there would be just so much of an opening up of the whole thing. I mean, new evidence, everything that would help the police and potentially get a man out of prison that's been there, wrongfully charged, and held for all of these years, and letting be a free man. That's doing good as well. So there's a lot of different ways that this could do a tremendous amount of good, so I urge you to go forward with it.
Well, I appreciate that that input. Do you have any questions or comments? I'm not shrugging you off at this point.
No, I really go as well. I just wanted to give you those comments, and I'll let you go on with your show. Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for calling in, and call in again.
You have a great evening. Bye now.
Okay, you too. Well, Michael, what's your take on that? Very interesting points he made there.
Well, sure, Don. I mean, you have a great gift. And out of any application, trying to help these kids is the most worthwhile. And just every time I dwell on that, with these kids being abducted and the way they are in such frequency, obviously it's a racket. And we already discussed this many times with kinder care and all these various types of groups, not even organizations per se, but groups of individuals that are very demented. And unfortunately, anybody bothering kids and animals, as far as I'm concerned, should be locked up forever.
And a day.
Mm-hmm. You throw away the key. Messing with kids and animals, no, you're no good. You have no soul. You don't want to try to work with them. I mean, as far, you could try to work with them, but keep them locked up all the time.
Yeah, in our religions, across the planet, there's a recurring theme about forgiveness, and everybody deserves another chance. Mm-hmm. But when you have people who are exposing this, perversion, the pedophilia, the parties in Washington, D.C., or the
right.
parties in Lincoln, Nebraska. I mean, we have
right.
the Franklin cover-up.
That's right.
And there's a CIA director, a former CIA director, that probably lost his life because just of the counsel that he gave to the attorney who eventually became a congressman and then wrote a book and made a video about that. And I'm speaking about John DeCamp and Bill Colby. Bill Colby, a man who was an avid boater and fisherman, left a meal, a very meticulous, methodical man, left in the middle of a meal to go for a boat ride, and was found days later in the Potomac River.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also involved in the Iran-Contra affair and those issues. So there was
obviously knew a lot.
Yes, he knew a lot. And of course, this is not something we're making up. This was mainstream news.
Right.
It was in the Washington Times on the headlines.
Right.
And
facts.
And
mm-hmm.
and they had all the who was running the intelligence agencies at that time and who was the head of the ring. Well, one of the names that kept coming up during that investigation and in the story was the Reagan White House, including George H.W. Bush. I mean, the Reagans were involved in this. Anyone doubts that Ronald Reagan was involved in Satanism, I can't remember the name of the book, but Nancy Reagan wrote a book about her acting career and the guys that she dated. And she dated more than one person at a time, and I'm talking about on the same date.
Uh-huh.
And she described in this book just, you know, really, really dark things that went on en route to wherever they were going for dinner or coming back or, you know, it's something that I don't even want to go into in any great detail.
Sure. But, it's stuff, but
this stuff was put out there. We've had several wives of presidents that consulted with astrologers, or at least that's what the public heard, but they were practicing witches. I mean, Hillary Clinton has been accused of being a practicing witch.
There's no question about it. She's a witch to the core.
Yeah, and of course, they're with
in more ways than one.
Intelligence agencies as well, and they're involved in the money laundering and the embezzlement of the funds and the corruption and all this, and the face that they put on for the public, especially when someone like myself listens to what they say and knows what I know from the research that I do and just the general reading that I do. Mm-hmm. If I couple my discernment with what I'm seeing before my eyes, and I don't mean the facade that they put on, but the things that I'm discovering through the research and how I really see how things are working out, it's really a sad state of affairs that so many millions of people can be hoodwinked and brainwashed and mind controlled into the state of euphoria that they're in that is based on lies, on deception, and pure evil. This is a dark thing to talk about, but we have to recognize the way things are. If we're going to change,
we're enveloped in darkness. How can we ignore it? We're enveloped in it.
Yeah, but see, people, and you know this. I'm this is for the listening audience, of course. People out there know that there's something wrong when now they're starting to turn the news into reality shows. They're doing this on Headline News Network now. It's becoming a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen this on CNBC, just quick channel surfing, and a little bit of this is coming out now on MSNBC. Everything is being made into this just total chaotic fiction illusion thing that you pretty soon you're not going to be able to tell the difference between Sanford and Son and Lou Dobbs. Okay?
Well, one thing is for sure.
And I'm not knocking Lou Dobbs. I'm talking about the guys that are back there, the program directors and the intelligence agents that are saying, look, this is what you put out today.
Right, right. Hypnotists behind the scene. And that's why the people, if they're still watching such programming, then obviously they're still sound asleep and not thinking at all. Because you can't watch that stuff. You just rip the TV out of the wall and toss it out the window because it'll drive you insane. If you watch the History Channel or a real good movie that you want for entertainment or something for entertainment or education like History Discovery, then the boob tube has a purpose. But aside from that kind of stuff, it's total negativity and brainwashing to the max.
Mm-hmm. You know, I often test my intuition. I'll turn the sound down and I'll look at their faces.
Yes.
And I can tell you or I can close my eyes and just feel the energy coming off the screen and I can tell you what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn the sound up just to check it out and I laugh and I turn it back off because I hit it right on the head. It's the same claptrap over and over. Now,
yes.
You remember before this was still while we had 10 or 12 candidates standing up at these podiums during these initial debates and stuff at the outset of the primary campaign, the presidential campaign. And whether it was the Republicans or the Democrats, you heard the same spin come out of the questions, or the same spin come from the questioners out in the audience. I mean, these things are staged, but because the person's out in the audience, you think this is just a regular Joe.
And, you know, after voting since 18 years old and watching all the conventions and all of the campaigns, it's it's the biggest crock of garbage going.
Yeah. Now, hearing you say that, and as well as I know you, and as well as the listening audience knows you, because they know, you know, those that are ordering, you know, the products that you carry are describing miraculous results in how they're feeling and what they're able to get done in a day and things that they never thought they were going to get rid of, have just evaporated. And it's because you have your own intuitive skills, because you're living in harmony with God's word, and you're living in harmony with his creation, animals, nature, and people, and the way you treat people, the way you talk to people, your involvement in music. See, the way I know you and the response I get that the audience isn't always hearing. We've had a couple of calls in on your show. Who is it? Paul from Arizona called in.
Yes.
Thanking me for having you on the show and
because
of what your products have done. You remember that call? It was a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I do. And I remember Paul. He's a good guy out in Arizona.
Yeah. I get email all the time from these folks. Now, there's something that comes across, you see, on this level. We all have this ability to hear God's voice and to get these messages.
Sure.
For whatever reason, and this isn't to put anyone above anyone else. That's not what's happening here. This is all communication. If I can say the word and you can understand it, if I can communicate it to you effectively and you can feel it and you can understand it and you can somehow incorporate that into whatever it is you're trying to incorporate into your reality, then I've done my job to an extent if it produces a positive result. Or a solution.
Yeah.
Us recognizing our gifts, and respecting them and making use of them to me makes more sense than to have them suppressed.
Well, I tell you, Don, you're right. We all possess the ability because we're all creations of the same creator. We're all really brothers and sisters of a Father God, a Mother God, Father God creating our spirit, the Mother God clothing our spirit with matter, which is Latin for mother. And so it's just a matter of us getting out of the way. Our mortal nature, which God didn't create, we created that. We have to get rid of that, get it out of the way, so our real nature, our divine nature, which is immortal, can then establish itself. And so we all have that ability, and it's just a matter of applying ourselves, coming to terms intellectually with what we are, what we are not, and then applying ourselves. And then bottom line, with the gifts that we all given from our godparents, then you don't take it for granted, you don't abuse them, and you thank them all the time for all the benefits they bring.
Mm-hmm. Michael, can you imagine, while you were talking, this thought flooded my consciousness, and it was what you were saying that caused this. Can you imagine the pharmaceutical companies coming to a realization of what you just said and producing pills or medicines or whatever you want, salves, and in any shape or form that you can imagine that would not only teach us but direct us or take us to our immortality, to our true nature? Can you imagine what quality of life would be on Earth if they reversed what they're doing, refocus their efforts 180 degrees in the other direction?
Yes,
instead of pushing us toward that mortality.
That's right. Yes, if they were really doing their job, and number one, being true pharmacists, because the true pharmacists are herbalists, since pharma's Latin for plant, and so the true herbalists are the guys that have that ability and power and have enjoyed that luxury of a healthy, long lifespan because of infusing into their body temple the light energies derived from these specific special plants identified as herbs, and there's a wide variety of them, and they all have their own particular virtues, so they're just wonders. And so the pharmacists today are clearly not really pharmacists, just like all the other phonies. The bankers are really not bankers. Our politicians, our congressmen and senators are really not representing us. And the religions really don't teach you the whole truth, the real big picture about the Lord and his life and all of his teachings. And so everything's a big lie when it comes from the establishment, quote unquote. And it would be great once we are allowed to establish ourselves as legitimate means of restoring health, then we will become what they should have been through the Lord's own activity. He'll bring it about in that way, and we'll become that, and everybody will get well, and they'll get well without costing a fortune or an arm and a leg, because it's supposed to be cheap to get healthy. It's not supposed to be a fortune.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Michael, we're coming up upon our second hour here in a couple of minutes, and I'm going to entertain inviting the audience into this discussion that we're having on a metaphysical level. I'm interested in seeing if anyone out there in the listening audience would consider what we're talking about in terms of discernment, locating lost children, helping someone find an important piece of jewelry or a document or something really important that's been puzzling them their whole lives, and they're looking for some closure and want to approach it from a metaphysical perspective and have me assist them in resolving that issue, either finding the object, finding the person, bringing closure to it. I'm interested if you think we may be violating any universal law or any of God's laws, or if this going to create problems, or is it going to reveal the truth and raise our consciousness? Is this going to have a long-term positive benefit? And I want to invite you folks to call into this show. This is always a call-in show. People tell me they don't want to interrupt the flow. They enjoy the information. That's a reflection of my guests. I can say that. But I want to invite you to call in. I'm going to give you the numbers to call. If you're online and looking at the homepage, it's under the section near the top of the page. Scroll down a little bit on the right. You will see station 2 numbers, and I'm going to read these off to you. Those of you who are listening in the dark but have a flashlight where you can scribble this number down. The toll-free number in the USA and Canada is 888-228-4494. Toll-free worldwide, and we do have a worldwide listening audience, believe it or not. Area code 877-489-6350. And I'll give out one of the direct lines right now. This will be a third line. We have more lines available to us. We've got 20 lines if that many people call in. We've got area code 530-776-5154. We're going to take a short break and return with our guest, Michael Anthony. And I'm inviting the listening audience to give us a little bit of feedback on this issue of, should we go into the realm of the unseen to bring these things into our reality and find some solutions and bring closure. We'll be right back. You're listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
The Idaho Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
Partner, we got our pork and beans, we got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS.
Yes, Doug, boy, got this here radio, but we ain't got no battery.
Well, I told you to buy some batteries yesterday, but you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Go into town and get some for the both of us.
Go to him. Make my day.
Dadnabbit, you and your BBS radio.
Welcome back to Evident Footprints on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and tonight we're visiting with Mr. Michael Anthony. Well, Michael, no one's called in yet, so I guess let me get your feedback on this this question that I raised here about, you know, should we go that extra mile, and should I offer that as maybe part of this show, where somewhere maybe in the second hour we spend some time with the listening audience talking about some of these cases that aren't getting resolved? They seem to be getting a lot of media attention, but with all the advanced science that we have, all the brilliant minds we have in law enforcement, they can't seem to affect any solutions, and solve these cases. Should I delve into that area, and would that be valuable to the public?
Well, of course, Don, there's a lot of merit to it all, and it's a difficult answer, though, to say yes, definitely, because you're the one that's going to do all the work, Don. It's going to be your time, your efforts, your energies, and so it's really a decision you would have to make. But No question about it. If someone were to approach you, I know you would help them. And just making yourself available for that purpose is I think, just the essential thing that you need to do. And then just take it from there.
Yeah. You know, there are a couple of TV shows that come to mind. John Edwards has a show on where he's communicating with the dead. Mm-hmm. And I don't doubt that that's possible. It's not something I do per se, at least not consciously. You know, maybe when I'm going down the rabbit hole trail and I'm looking at the history back in the days of Abraham Lincoln and I'm looking for a document or I'm looking for some evidence that supports a theory that I may be pursuing based on other information that I have, and it's taken me back there. You know, maybe if I go back one more year, maybe I'll discover something. And that's happened to me. For instance, when I was researching John McCain's ancestry, I did something as simple as look at the picture of his grandfather that the U.S. Navy had published and is published on the Arlington National Cemetery website, and I couldn't help but feeling that I was looking at a man who was 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, can anyone tell when they look at a picture how old the person is? I had someone as recently as today tell me that I sound 20 or 30 years younger than my age. They were surprised to look at my picture. I look much older than I sound. Maybe they're sensing the energy that's coming through my voice. But we get images for whatever reason. They're seeing or hearing something in me that reminds them of something, and so they come to certain conclusions. In the case of McCain's so-called grandfather, and I have to say so-called because it's such a very interesting lineage that these guys could all be brothers. Okay.
It might be.
It's and in fact, the father and the grandfather, I truly have come to the conclusion that they were brothers.
Wow.
Now, that's a stretch for a lot of people. You see, because we're given these stories from officialdom. You hear this from the government. You hear this from the military. There's no one more upright than the military. But the military follows orders, and they're, right now, I can't help but forget that there's 1.5 million people that have been murdered in Iraq. You're telling me that Osama bin Laden had an army of terrorists that great?
Is the number really that high?
Definitely. It may be much higher than that, but my intuition tells me it's that high. And I've heard people in the military, people coming out of the military and people still in the military who are speaking the truth, come up with numbers in that area.
Hmm?
Okay? Yeah. It's not 4,000. They've been saying 4,000 for 8 years, or, you know, 5 years, let's say.
I don't even listen to those guys. So are they still saying the same numbers that low? Really?
I've heard 4,000. I had Vincent Bugliosi on my show. Now, he's underplaying the number, and he's saying that there's been 100,000 Iraqis killed. Maybe that's how many there were when he wrote that line in his book.
Yes.
I'm speaking about the book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder.
Right.
And I brought up the issue, what about the victims on 9/11? The pretense for going after Osama bin Laden was that he was actually the one responsible for the events on 9/11.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Yes, and then the pretext for going after Saddam Hussein is that he was harboring terrorists and he was allowing mm-hmm. bin Laden to train his people there. Anyone remember that, or am I imagining that?
That's why we went. And I remember when our fearless leader landed that jet on a Navy ship saying that it was over. We accomplished our mission.
Yes. Now, it doesn't take any psychic ability to come to the conclusion I came to. That's just listening to what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But then they went over there, and they attacked Baghdad, and they found Hussein, Saddam Hussein, hiding in a hole. Now, do you buy that story? First of all, do you buy that story?
And he was very disheveled looking, too.
And was that the same guy?
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. With you all the way, Don. Looks like a major cover story, but the bottom line is they lie through their teeth. How do you know a politician is lying? When his lips are moving is the old joke. And it's still true to this day.
Mm-hmm.
How can we ever trust a liar, a perpetual liar? The definition of stupid is hiring the same people over and over again and expecting different results.
Well, then the story gravitated to they have weapons of mass destruction. Now it wasn't anymore Osama bin Laden. It wasn't Saddam Hussein is harboring these terrorists. And keep in mind, to most people's ignorance, the CIA trained and vetted Saddam Hussein. They created him. They created him for the purpose
of... CIA, just like Osama bin Laden.
Yes. Oh, well, we know he was Tim Osman, special agent for the CIA.
Living in Long Island.
Yes, and Ted Gunderson, who was on my show, and I talked about that particular episode that I put in my Wantagate article. It was the first article I wrote in January of 2007 for the Idaho Observer. And a few people... In the middle of the Wantagate saga, for instance, journalist Christopher Story criticized that article, and then it was applauded later on. He said, "No, it was I'm not beating my drum here." His comment was, "No, it's absolutely brilliant because I encapsulated all the financial corruption that was going on from the time that there was an attempted assassination on President Reagan, George Bush took office. You remember Alexander Haig going in front of the cameras? I'm in charge here.
Yes.
And you remember that?
That's right. Yes, I did.
Okay, and there was a problem with that, and they got him out of the way, and Bush took over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Their interest. In fact, that do you think it was a coincidence that night Neil Bush had dinner, a dinner guest at his house? One of the sons of John Hinckley Sr. Mm-hmm. In fact, John Hinckley Jr., the son of Sr., John Hinckley Sr. was a former business partner of George
right.
H.W. Bush.
Exactly right.
Okay, so right. What was that? Was that a celebration in anticipation of the death of President Reagan?
It's all one big coincidence, Don. Come on.
Okay, and that's the same guy that got away with the Silverado savings scandal.
Yeah,
$150 billion, something like that. Wow, that figure was in the news just a couple
hold
of days
on,
ago.
Hold on, the Congress made him pay back $50 million, Don.
To whom? Where did that money go?
Yeah, I don't know, but one thing's for sure. Oh, you stole billions? Well, look, just give us $50 million and we'll call it even.
Yeah, I'd like to see the canceled check on that one. You know?
Gosh, it's we got to laugh because our country's being exploited, raped, and pillaged before our very eyes, our whole entire lifetimes, since we've been kids till now, and prior with our parents and their parents and the generations going all the way back for the last 100 years. Our country's under major attack by foreign agents and traitors and racketeers.
Yes. Yes. Well, now, you know, that wasn't the end of this either, because then it shifted to Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the UN inspectors there, and I can remember how many times I saw Scott Ritter, one of the American inspectors there on behalf of the UN, kept saying that there's nothing there.
That's right.
I remember when they were, Saddam himself was, maybe it was the CIA doing this because he was a CIA asset. I remember this sign that said milk factory or baby milk factory is what it said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where in Where in Iraq are they going to put up a sign in English, baby milk factory? You know, and then it was in Arabic after that, but you don't even know what it said in Arabic. I don't read Arabic. I would have to presume that if it didn't say baby milk factory in Arabic, that some Arab reading and speaking person would have come forward and said it says something quite different than that. But the fact that they go to those extremes, those are the mind control things that the media does. Look, yes, we're going to make you look bad for a minute here because, we bombed one of your assets by mistake. And yes, we're going to admit to that, but don't worry, we'll take care of you. You see, they baited Saddam Hussein into attacking Kuwait.
Yes, they did.
They baited him into that. And then the Valerie Plame issue came up, and that whole thing was just to get back because she had uncovered that the story about Saddam going to Nigeria to procure nuclear materials.
Right?
Yes. Let's say fissionable uranium, or was it plutonium? One of the two. I think it was uranium.
Uranium, I'm pretty sure.
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter because all of that was a story. And if she was there, she found out that it was a story, a fictional story.
Yes, yes,
and,
that's
and
right.
And she came back and reported that. Well,
she exposed
then,
it, yes.
Yeah, then they had to out her as a CIA agent. Now, why would they do that?
But she told the truth, Don, and liars cannot tolerate that.
Yes, exactly. You see, so they had to cover their rear ends, and I understand from what I remember of reading about that Dick Cheney was totally behind that. And Ambassador Joe Wilson came forward, former Ambassador Joe Wilson came forward to, in an attempt to, exonerate his wife from those charges. You see,
yes.
What does that tell you when they have an ambassador and the spouse is in the CIA? They're both probably CIA, number one.
Sure.
Okay. So, We see this happening in the Clinton family. We see this happening in the Bush family. Is it any surprise to anyone out there? Do you people realize what this is? And these are foreign intelligence agencies that are undermining our country because they're involved in the theft of trillions of funds. And these people are holding offices. they're holding the highest office in the land, or they have aspirations to gain the highest office in the land. And they have their shills, their puppets, now running before us. And these people aren't even Americans. Let me tell you, when the research comes out, I will show you that Hillary Clinton is also not an American. There's
I can't wait to see that. But yeah, Don, the bottom line is these infiltrators are in all key positions, whether it's in the political, Congress, Senate, or the executive branch, as well as judicial. They're in our banking system, controlling our economics and milking us dry there. And then they're in our military in the key brass levels so that the military cooperates with their agenda and allows our young men and women to be dragged around the world in foreign UN wars, all to do one thing, to create a global system and get the United States reduced to nothing where we're no longer a great nation, and nor are we independent or sovereign. That's what's going on right before our eyes. And the media just covers it all up because the media is also controlled by them. They've infiltrated that and taken it right over, and we can reduce it all down to simply key families that control the Federal Reserve, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and the families, the rest of the private stockholders, like Goldman Sachs, etc. And it's the same old story, and it always comes back down to the same root problem. Key family structures with their foundations, and they're undermining our entire country in every aspect.
Yes. Now, there's more and more information coming out, actually, about Barack Obama. It's as though they're building up his popularity just to let down the people suddenly. I think this is going to explode at some point. The issue of the birth certificate is one thing. I mean, if you could just get people to investigate on the basis of the research that I've written in my article alone, you can debunk everything that's been ever written about this guy.
You know, there's so much on Obama not coughing up his birth certificate that you think all the mainstream, if they were legitimate news agencies, all these mainstream news shows and their publications, New York Times, etc., there should be headlines, Obama refuses to show birth certificate.
Yes. Now, and it's not about a racist thing, okay? Anyone that wants to accuse me of being a racist, I have the pictures of two black men on my About Us page on my website. And my videographer and my editor, my video editor, both happen to be black men, okay? And they're brothers to me. They're fellow musicians, they're artists, you know, they're...
Anybody using the race card, Don, is obviously... not somebody just that is cares about the truth, no matter what it is and where it leads you.
Yeah, they use that to divide people. Now, mm-hmm. when you confront someone, anyone, I don't care what their mindset is, with the truth, and the truth is something that they cannot accept, does that nullify the truth? Does that discredit or disqualify the truth from being the truth? Does that change the truth?
Right, Don, exactly.
My understanding of the truth, and this is both in the sense of being a sovereign child of God and being intuitive and understanding much about universal law. Everything? No. No way. There's no way I understand the higher dimensions. I know they exist. But until I've experienced them, like I have the third dimension...
Don, I would just say... For those that want to believe the Earth is still flat, does that make it not round anymore?
Yes, or oval.
Yes.
You know, or elliptical, let's say.
It's elliptical.
Yes. Yes. The point I'm making here is that when these facts come out, people automatically assume that this is an attack on someone because it is, in a sense, it's...
It's
confronting their
legitimate attack.
Well, I don't know if I call it an attack per se. It's confronting their belief system is what it is. It's bringing forth more information.
And I'm referring to Obama himself, the demand for him to cough up his birth certificate. Once I heard this guy isn't doing it, look, somebody, you got people harassing you. They're trying to drag you down. And it's over a birth certificate. So naturally you would think he's going to flash it quick and say, here it is. Look it, you're a bunch of racist, good for nothings. Here, you see, I'm born in the United States. You think that's what he would do if he was legitimate. And since he doesn't, that makes you think for sure that he's not legitimate and therefore he is due to be attacked, rightfully so, because it looks like we got a con artist going here. And he's getting away with this so far, and it's outrageous. So he should be attacked in the proper manner.
Well, now, yeah, that said, look at mainstream TV, for example. Now, they're promoting homosexuality, and they're doing this subtly by putting out
movies. Not too subtle anymore.
Well, you know, I'm being facetious, too, at the same time. You know, if you're Joe Sixpack and you got your beer and your chips, it's subtle. It doesn't matter how apparent it is. You know, it's discernment and it's awareness and it's perception. There are a lot of things at work there. It's laughed at. You see, people laugh at, you know, they hear the gay jokes and they laugh. It's okay for them on these TV shows to make fun of gays. But in real life, if someone does it, it's not okay.
True.
Okay. Now, where do we draw the line as to what's real and what's false on TV? It's all, as I see it, it's all illusion. It's smoke and mirrors and special effects. And so people, when they hear the news, that's the aspect of what they see on TV that to them represents what's real. Yeah. Really going on, and so they're to immediately trust it because all this other stuff is just nonsense.
you've know, got
You've got 12 fat people competing for 3 months on a TV show who can lose 5 pounds. Okay?
Boy, that'll hold you. That'll glue you to your seat every week, won't it?
Wow. I mean,
can't wait to see the show next week. Huh?
And half of these people are stars. They've made idols out of these people.
Well, there you go.
And so we're seeing the depravity of the idols. We're witnessing the weaknesses of these people, the imperfections of them, and none of us are perfect. That's not the point, but they build them up to be these things that are up out in space. They call them stars, okay? Right. And they're telling us that there's nothing really out there in the stars, in one side of their face, and the other side of their face, they're saying you're nobody unless you are one of those stars, you see?
Sure.
So you have all these dichotomies and all these contradictions going on all at the same time, and it's all illusion. None of it's based on reality.
And it keeps everybody right down, and therefore it draws everyone that's caught up with that, those illusions, and allowing themselves to be hypnotized in that fashion. It's drawing, by design, it draws us away from our real self, which is the thinking being.
Well, the being, yes. That's the whole point, is the being.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
A thinking being.
Yes. Now, with all of the promotion of sex toys and pills for growing your phallic symbol and improving your sex life and all these things that have, we've talked about this on countless shows, you and I especially, all the side effects of these things. You know, you're taking a pill that's going to make you, whatever better. And one of the side effects is deafness and blindness. This is a new one. And call your doctor if you have this problem immediately. Well, you got to be able to see the phone to find it, number one. If you're blind, you're not going to find it as easily. And if you're deaf, who are you going to talk to once you do find it? The insanity behind these messages is excruciating.
Yes, it is, Dan. It's really abhorrent. And it's just a testament to the gullibility and the lack of integrity that many people in this country, no longer have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a symptom of a diseased country.
Yes.
That's what you're describing here.
Now, Michael, explain to me, please. Okay, you're the guest here. I want to be fair. Explain to me why such a depraved form of media, mind control, propaganda, refuses to go the extra mile and reports those same habits, according to Larry Sinclair, in the experience of Barack Obama, the drug use and the homosexual affair in the limousine and the hotel. Why do they not report that when they want us to consume that 24/7?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's if they're not letting that out yet, Don. That's because that will be used possibly at another point in time down the road when necessary if he's not playing ball with his puppet masters, because he's just a lackey. There's no getting around that. Who gave him 14 million or excuse, was it 14 million this past month? The Wall Streeter investment guys for his campaign? I mean, why are they giving him that kind of money? They're looking for something in return, and if he doesn't cooperate, this will be the a type of information that they'll use as leverage over him, and that's probably why they're not exposing that. Otherwise, they're doing it in all with other people just to keep people indulged in vices all the time, and so they like it like that. They want all of their puppets to have vices so that they can control them easily and manipulate them into doing and saying whatever they want.
Yeah, now they've got, right here in Ohio, they've got a voter registration scandal going on over this Acorn group that's rounding up all the registrations for the black community, people that are supporting Barack Obama. He's affiliated with that organization his past. You see, now they're reporting that, but they're setting up the stage for a big fall. Remember, the article is the Three Stooges. It's not the Two Stooges.
Yes.
Okay, and Stooge Three is next. And mark my words, it appears that that's how it's playing out. Several other researchers have remarked that they see something coming. You know, this surreptitious mention of an event, and I think Colin Powell came out with it, and possibly Biden on the 21st and 22nd of January. Something is going to happen that the president is going to have to deal with.
He's going to be tested.
Yeah. Now these guys are psychic. Maybe I should become
they're their psychic powers are so good because they're reading it right off their script.
Mm-hmm.
They know what the game plan is for us, since they're all the foreign agents and traitors. And what that is, we can only speculate right now. And hopefully, somehow we can prevent whatever it is they plan on from happening.
Yes. Now, Michael, you're in the state of New York, and you're in the general neck of the woods of the central bankers. I'm not saying you're right there in their backyard.
Rockefeller's only 30 minutes from here.
Okay. So
main base.
So I can sense that you have a pulse on what goes on there, and you have for a long time. And my research, especially into Obama, but in other areas, I was looking into the Chicago issue, Maricopa County in Arizona. Just a few days ago, I was able to, within the last week, I was able to definitely and indisputably tie Maricopa County now to the Mormon Church.
Mm-hmm.
Through some other things that I'm looking at, because these real estate scandals, and people are again being lied to by the media about this, because if they tell the truth, these people got to go to jail. The
right.
arrests have to take place. I brought up treason at the beginning of the show tonight, and they are conspiring. The word conspiracy, and I'm going to digress just for a moment to clear up this issue about the word conspiracy. The word conspiracy was created by someone somewhere along the line. I couldn't tell you by whom or how long ago, but it is in the dictionary, and it's in the dictionary because it means something. And I remember when Bill Clinton got busted during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and Hillary came to his defense saying, "This is nothing but a right-wing conspiracy." You remember that?
Yeah, conspiracy, Don, I believe, ultimately emanates from the with aspirations.
Well, the definition in my little computer dictionary says it's a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful. Okay?
Right.
That's the simplest, or the action of plotting and conspiring. Okay?
Is it so hard to believe that people could be doing that?
well, we know Skull and Bones is a secret. I mean, John Kerry and George Bush both said it. You know,
that's right.
To Tim Russert, did they not? Well,
yes,
you know,
they did. They did write it up.
That's a secret, so I can't tell you anything about it.
Yeah, which oath is more important to you? That's a secret. I can't tell you. Now, holy smoke, step back, people. Did you hear that? The guy that wants to be president is saying that he can't even tell you what his oath is all about. It's more important to him than the oath he's going to give to us when he takes office. Now, come on. What does that tell you?
Yes. Now, I heard you yesterday, Michael, on a Patriot talk show, and you made a comment about conspiracy, and the host said, "Oh, wait a minute now, I don't get into conspiracy theories." Okay. He's using the mainstream media spin. That's that they added the word theory to conspiracy as if 9/11 wasn't a conspiracy. If bin Laden committed it, it was a conspiracy. Okay? If our government committed it,
that's right.
A conspiracy. If they did it in conjunction with Israel, it was a conspiracy. In fact, that's what the evidence shows.
There's
a paper trail. There's a Wall Street trail. They tore down three of the most important buildings in the World Trade Center, in that whole area. And, you know, they even ended up tearing down Deutsche Bank, which had some body parts on the top that they found a year or a year and a half later on top of the building.
Huh. Wow.
And their claim was, you know, that it had suffered all this excruciating damage. No, they had, Deutsche Bank had a lot of stuff that they couldn't remove from there, so they had to bring the building down.
Just on side note, don't lose your train of thought. Right after that incident in 9/11, too, strangely, Rockefeller flew the Chinese flag off the Empire State Building, and that got very little coverage.
What would compel somebody to do that? Were they coming out with a new version of King Kong or something?
It was incredible, and yet very little coverage.
Unbelievable.
Yes, sir.
Well, you have to ask yourself, well, that's obviously a signal, of course.
Yes, it
you
is.
Know, you and I discussed this, and this was something that I discerned. And I've discussed this. You heard me discuss this on my show and other shows, even on the Patriot Network, Michael Herzog's show, for instance, the Bin Laden tapes. You remember these tapes? I'm sure people in the listening audience. Do you ever think about why those tapes always followed a sequence? And that after they show these tapes, sometimes within a few days and sometimes weeks or a couple of months, an event would occur, what we call a false flag event, like 9/11. False flag means that it's something created to give the illusion that the country has been attacked, and now they can rally the people together into a fervor of war. Let's go out and get these guys, okay? And they make a lot of money when they do this. Every war has been done to make money. In fact, every day that the United States has been in existence as a country, there has been a war going on. We've just not always heard about it, but it's
pretty
always,
true.
Always been a war going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's pretty much true.
Okay. But these false flag events were signaled by the Bin Laden tapes, and you could do simple numerology from that and discern when the event was going to occur. I even backtracked using this system, and it was always a Bin Laden tape followed by an al-Zawahiri tape, and they supposedly found this on Al Jazeera on the internet.
Yeah.
Now, they're always mocking and debunking the internet as this is a place where wackos hang out, yet this is the information they're giving to the public on mainstream. Mm-hmm. Don't we see the hypocrisy here?
It's your contradictions.
Yeah. I mean, it's hypocritical. Yeah. Somehow we don't think that through, and we don't see that. Now, my intuition discovered what was there. My psychic gifts, my God-given psychic abilities enabled me to understand that those tapes were being shown as a message. We never got to hear the audio. Even those that speak Arabic never got to hear Bin Laden say what he was saying. The guy could have said, hey, you know, I watched the PGA tournament, and I think Tiger Woods is my favorite golfer, and when I go back to Dubai, I'm going to play a couple of rounds. We have no idea what the guy said, and I'm being a bit ridiculous because they give us Campbell Brown or Katie Couric or some woman's voice that we've never even heard before.
Shill, thank you.
Yeah, and likely a CIA agent carefully, you know, delivering mm-hmm. the message. But but they're telling us what the message is. They're giving us the translation. Well, if I go by how the average Hollywood director and editor in a movie does a translation, let's say for a French film or a German film, I speak these languages. When I'm listening to Italian and I'm listening to what they're saying, I'm saying, that's not at all what that person said.
Mm.
Or regardless of the language, and those of you out there in a listening audience, you've had the same experience yourself. They interpret what you say to mean something totally different or to give it a particular subconscious spin, so that you react a certain way to that information. To me, if somebody says, holy cow, okay, you use as close an approximation to an a vocative in that language. You don't have to say holy cow in German to get the point across that the person's using a vocative.
Mm-hmm.
But if the guy says, it was a cow that walked into the building, that's what you say in the other language. There's a way to say that.
That's right.
And they have a tendency to mask over that, to gloss over that, and give it the feel they want because there's an intention behind that. It's a very covert intention. And it's not for entertainment purposes most of the time. It's to cause people to be in a certain mindset. Fear is a very common one. Certain channels right now are showing monster movies the whole week. Why? Because Halloween, yeah, there's really no difference anymore. Halloween is coming up in a couple of days. And so they want this vibe of fear around. They want to create the fear so that when they produce their acts pretty soon, that people are still somewhat in a state of fear. Even maybe not enacting it in everyday life, but as soon as they come up with another false flag event or some disaster or some calamity, some catastrophe of any sort, whether it's weather modification, earth modification using the harp system and elf sound waves to cause earthquakes or tsunamis or any of that, regardless of what they're doing, it's being done so that we don't notice what's really going on, the stealing of the money. The bottom line is always the money.
At the physical level, it's all the money. At the spiritual level, it's constant fear, because at the top, the Rockefeller Rothschild cabal, as we all know, they're Luciferians, and the fallen angels, they need fear, perpetual fear, in order for them to live and be happy. That's exactly the scenario they need. So in this fallen nature world that we're trapped in or abiding in currently, everything's in fear. Mm-hmm. All in nature is in constant fear. Everything's worried about something pouncing on it, and that's how they want it, Don. Spiritually, all fear. At the physical level, hoarding all the wealth. They're pathetic creatures.
Yeah. Now, somebody can be listening to this right now thinking, wow, this is a bunch of fear. They're talking about all these scary things. I mean, if these things are true and these are really going on, man, this is, you know, they're doing the same thing. They're making us feel fear. But what we're doing is we're pointing out what they're doing and why they're doing it, you see? When you understand why they're doing it, is it really real or is it just somebody doing something and now you're reacting to it? And if you're focused in a state of being who you really are, or at least attempting to be somebody, attempting to be who you really are, you're going to be in another place and you're going to see yourself observing this. You become an observer of this instead of a participant in it.
That's right, because when you're, as you say, Don, when you're allowing your true divine nature to be dominant in your personality, then you're awake. So, and you're living in harmony with the true reality of God's creation and His system and His way of doing things. And so when you come across these counterfeiters with all their garbage they constantly peddle, it won't trap you into their illusions because you're awake and they can't trick you.
Mm-hmm. And usually now, and this enters into the realm of our justice system and society in general, because they set up all of these models of what we should be, these representations of who we are, and you know, you have to look this way to be cool, and you have to buy your stuff here if you're cool, and you have to drive this kind of car if you're cool, wear this kind of clothes, get your hair cut here, put this makeup on, this lipstick, and see this event. You know, and if you're not hip to those events, how do they get you to do that? Well, they have game shows where you guess what the topics are in the movie. Oh, wow, if I knew about movies, I'd be really good at this game show, this mindlessness of figuring mm-hmm. out what a word is because, you
trivia,
know.
Trivia. Everybody today, they know all their trivia. They don't know anything about important subjects and the details involved, but they know a whole lot about all kinds of useless information that doesn't benefit them in any way.
It's a regurgitation of all the previous programming, isn't it?
And it's also useless information that doesn't benefit you in any way. For example, when I was employed at IBM as a chemist and a semiconductor engineer, now I know all the inside and outs of doing that kind of work, Don. That information, since I left, has very little use to me. As complicated, as intricate and advanced as that knowledge base is, and I could probably get a job if there was a place hiring, I could probably get a job doing that any time because of my expertise. But outside of that field, that information is virtually totally useless to me. And so you'll realize that you always want to keep absorbing the information that's going to benefit you all the time, that's practical, and therefore this kind of information would fall under the category of wisdom, beneficial knowledge, where useless knowledge is just filling up the brain or the computer with junk information.
Yeah, keeping your attention on a lower frequency is really what it is, because
absolutely.
Wisdom is much, much higher frequency than ignorance.
Absolutely.
I tell you that.
That's right.
Or the trivia, as you rightfully described it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going all over the place, but we're kind of painting a mural or a collage of all the different ways that we perceive what's going on, and yet we're not getting the truth. We're not hearing the truth from the same source that we're getting all this stuff from. So we tend to believe that is what is really true. And this is why you see people, you see their eyes glaze over as if they just, imbibed in some, either an illegal substance or were drinking all night and they still got a hangover.
Right.
You know, the toxicity of being out all night drinking martinis or Tom Collins or whatever people drink, you know, when they're out all night drinking.
Just distractions after distractions. That's all they do to themselves.
Yeah, you see that physiological response that lets you know, wow, this is really, and you intuit what you're seeing too in that person.
The lights are on, but nobody's home, Don.
Yes, I often use that. You know, I also will cock my head to the side like I'm listening for the fat lady to sing now because, you know, the opera's over at that point.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now that you say that, I was just thinking that recently with all the crisis crap they're throwing at us, you know, all coming out of nowhere. Nobody's seen this coming and all that nonsense, but it's crescendoing. And I was just saying to myself recently as they're hyping it more and more, you know, the fat lady's due to sing. Anybody listening?
You know, I listen. Yes, exactly. I listened to Alan Greenspan in front of Congress a couple of days ago.
Put your BS boots on.
And, oh, well, they don't make them that high. You know, they don't make them that high. Let me just say that I know the truth behind why they had to have this bailout, and I've shared that with my listening audience, so we won't even waste that time right now. But in watching his response and his body language, I knew that on an international level, there was a very unusual amount of pressure that had been put upon him to work this out. And of course, we didn't hear a lick of the truth. We heard this guy say that as the director of, or the chairman of the Federal Reserve, they were accurate 60% of the time. Okay, that would get him in the Hall of Fame in baseball twice. Okay, that's a 600 batting average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he'd get in there twice. but what he didn't say was, here's the analogy I want to make. It's as though the biggest bank robber in history was sitting before Congress telling Congress that he had no idea, even though he was the guy that wired the bomb that they placed on the lock of the vault, the bank vault. He had no idea that the guys he was with had the intention of actually blowing the door open and stealing the money. Okay? And that's a simplification of what Alan Greenspan's appearance was.
Nobody's seen it coming, Don.
Before Congress.
Now, nobody could foresee all these financial calamities coming. I mean, boy, you got to put the boots on, no question about it. Those guys are flinging it big time.
And I am not alone in this. I'm not by any means trying to take any credit, but you know this, you know, just on the basis. I mean, there's an article that I referred to a little while ago that was published in January. I think it was January 20th or 21st of 2007. It came out in the Idaho Observer, and it's on my website, directlightproductions.com, under articles. The first article that was published by the Idaho Observer that I wrote. And I spoke about the corruption that was going on. Now, in very general terms, I've come to understand a lot more about what's going on, and it really hasn't changed the corruption. It's just that we have been given story after story, just like we describe what's going on with 9/11 and then the Iraq War, and we left out Afghanistan, too. And they never mention the pipeline, you see, that comes out of Uzbekistan. And they never mention the alien technology that Saddam Hussein had uncovered in southern Iraq.
And they're not going to touch that one, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. And the hesitancy of the British and German governments who were to enter the war in Iraq had to do with the fact that they had billions of dollars of contracts building underground facilities for Hussein so he could implement this technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're talking about an alien technology here, okay?
Yes.
And I don't mean from south of the border. Okay? and there are many other things. Now and also let's add another bank robbery, because they robbed about $100 trillion from the Central Bank of Iraq.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And that money or some of that money was actually uncovered in London a couple of months ago. There was a raid on three they're like mailboxes are us kind of place, but these were safety deposit boxes that is an actual business set up in three locations around the city of London. Or on the outskirts of the city of London, run by three people from South Africa. I think it was two men and a woman that were actually the ringleaders of this. And they went in there with 300 heavily armed British police. I mean, these guys are like paramilitary when they they get decked out to protect money or banks or a crime investigation. 300 police officers to protect three facilities, you know, to guard three facilities while all of this was being uncovered. And they were talking something to the effect of three major vaults and 7,000 safety deposit boxes. I don't know the size of these, but you can presume that if they contain money, you know, cash, I don't know what currencies, but likely dollars, maybe British pounds, maybe even other foreign currencies.
Gold and silver, too.
Gold and silver, and artwork, and gems, jewels, and part of the stolen loot.
Yeah, they're raiders. These guys are raiders, but don't forget, they're just low-level gangsters working for the globalists, the international banksters, supporting and bringing together for them their globalist agenda with a one world government, United Nations running everybody. And so that's the big picture. As long as we never lose sight of that, then we'll understand everything going on. They need all these calamities, these crises, in order to justify why they have to merge us with Canada and Mexico with a new currency.
Uh-huh.
So they have to destroy the value of the dollar. They have to totally raid everything financially so the system crashes. They're going to blame it all on us because we're all deep in debt. And, of course, we're all deep in debt. We're trapped in their debt-based system. and not many people can escape from that one.
Yeah, now that you can consider that bust that I just described, the destruction, the cutting off from their liquid capital, okay? Because the foreign accounts where all of this, these other trillions of dollars, and Michael, it's likely over two, I heard a figure last week, at the end of last week, it was somewhere around $2.2 quadrillion in phony derivatives and hedge funds that had been hypothecated out of thin air on the basis of these offshore account deposits that they can't touch because we're out of compliance with Basel II agreement or accord, which is to have all international banking, all international financial transactions above board, on the table where everybody can see them.
And imagine
to,
that.
And to withdraw the funds from any of those accounts requires showing source of funds. Mm-hmm. Now, when they did this on selling duplicate and triplicate or illegally selling the first mortgages on the houses under Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and a myriad of other projects that they have going on, which is all money laundering, and then filtered or funneled through these derivative and hedge fund accounts, when they can't get to the money in the offshore accounts, they have to come now to the people. I'm explaining the bailout in a very brief, general way. They have to come to the people. Now they have a license to steal, you see.
You got it.
This is legitimate money now that they can, again...
What's next on the chopping block, Don? It's the retirement savings.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, there's likely nothing in the Social Security coffers.
Yes, but all these individual IRAs as well that people have put, you know, the last 30 years of their lives into.
Yeah, and their 401ks also, yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so it's going to hit people. And then you have, you think this was an accident that 20 million vets had their personal identification stolen? And likely used, you know, even if it's just for obfuscation purposes as they're creating more of these phony real estate transactions, because every time they produce a document, it makes it eligible to go into this pool, this derivative or hedge fund pool. And this stuff is all fictionalized stuff. There may be the average Joe out there when they're able to get his money and he thinks he's actually making an honest investment in the stock market, even gambling. Well, if they know that they're about to bring the real estate business to its knees nationwide by bringing down two federal programs and a bank, just after this bust, by the way, that I described of these lockboxes in England, then they're going to play on the downside. They're going to gamble that it's going to go down. And these people bet enormous amounts of money. Why? Well, the people out there in the listening audience are saying, but wait a minute, you know, that they don't do that. Absolutely they do that. Why do you think they're sitting before Congress right now? But this is a dog and pony show for us to give us an explanation as, well, they didn't know this was going to happen. As much as they're experts at what they do, they're the best at what they do, they can't be right all the time. No. Don't tell me that. If you have $5 and you put it in your wallet and nobody touches your wallet, when you go back for your wallet, you're going to have $5 in there.
That's right, Don. This is simple math. This isn't any complex rocket science going on. Nobody's seen it coming. This is all simple math with honest bookkeeping. And obviously, the congressmen, the senators are allowing the banking system to just roll over us. They're giving them carte blanche. And to say they've never seen it coming and all that is just so outrageous. Americans like us that know the truth and we're wide awake, we'd love to get our hands on these guys. And I would. I'd like to see him in jail. I'd like to see him hanging from a tree. All the misery these people are causing innocent people that they deceived and hoodwinked and now are financially desperate. I can't wait for Accountability Day.
Yeah. Now we can assume that someone who's not an American cannot be committing treason. they can be in a fraud, fraudulent activity. They can be breaking law. Of course, some of these people are diplomats, and they made diplomatic immunity such that they can have diplomats involved in these crimes, and they can't be touched.
Get away with murder.
Yeah. But diplomatic immunity cannot be extended to people who are our servants, and we keep forgetting that. We keep being brainwashed and propagandized to the extent that we actually believe this crap, that they somehow we've lost our rights. Well, you've lost your rights at the point where you admit that.
Right.
It's obvious that they're trying to cause us to lose our rights, but are we allowing that?
That's right. Don't exercise your rights, and of course you're going to lose them. Exercise them and watch what it takes to try to keep them.
Yeah. So this banking scandal, is it a banking scandal, or is it the war, or is it the false flag events, or is it the election? These people cannot commit treason if they're not Americans. But if they're not Americans, then my question is, what are they even doing here?
You got it. Then they're foreign agents, and therefore guilty of a crime. Major
isn't that
crime.
Espionage?
That's a major crime, Don.
Isn't by definition, wouldn't Barack Obama be a spy?
Absolutely. I mean, holy smokes, this guy's a foreigner trying to become our executive. He's going to be so privy to all our vital information. It's outrageous.
Now, wouldn't the Democratic National Committee that they've nominated a spy to run our country, are they not co-conspirators?
Yes, they all are. I know one thing. The Founding Fathers, when they heard Benedict Arnold was going to give up West Point, they would have hung him if they could get their hands on him. Now, Benedict Arnold was a war hero. Saratoga. He got shafted. We're taking all, not getting all the credit. But nonetheless, he was a big war hero. He was loved for quite a while. And yet, when they heard the treason coming from him, they would have hung him if they could have got their hands on him. He managed to get onto a British ship on the Hudson. And Obama and these other clowns, they don't even have any of that kind of status with us. And all the more reason we should be hanging him.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm going to explore this in further shows, and definitely with you, Michael. We're actually at the end of our second hour. See how time flies? We must have been having fun tonight.
I loved it. Can't believe it's already over.
Well, you're going to be on next month, as usual, and I do want to get... I've been promising you and the listening audience that we were going to focus on some herbal remedies and general health and virtuous living and those types of things. Focus on some of the positives.
And absolutely. That's the only thing we have to focus on, and just be aware of all the negatives, but don't focus on it too much. Just be aware of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to say that these people are doing something good, and certainly if they were, I have a microphone that works that way too. I can also share the positive things, but give me some positive things that they're doing.
Nobody will acknowledge a tree bearing good fruit more than me. I love trees that bear good fruit, but when I see a tree that's bearing bitter poison, you got to hack it down.
Yeah. Okay, and we don't want George Washington to do that, right? He didn't chop down the cherry tree, so the story goes. Which one did he chop down? That's what I want to know. Okay, well, Michael, thanks for being on the show. Time
My
to say good night. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and our special guest, Michael Anthony. Michael will be back again. In case you're interested in checking out Michael's private stock, by all means, visit my website, directlightproductions.com. Click on sponsors. And click on Michael Anthony, and he's got some really interesting herbs. I actually take his herbs, and I will vouch for their efficacy. They really work, and I've had people call into the show saying the same thing. So it's not just me, and I know many people across the country that are really experiencing just really positive results. And Michael will consult with you. His information is also on my website. And he's generous with his time, as he was tonight. Special thanks to our caller this evening, Doug in Austin, Texas, and also to Don Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Mr. Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all, you, my listening audience, for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow night, same time, same place, for another episode of Evident Footprints. In the meantime, I wish all of you a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Tell me.